Hello, Daniel, MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hi there, I wonder if you can help. I'm calling from Scotland Medical Practice here. It's a GP surgery in Glasgow.
Okay.
I had a call just after 10 o'clock this morning from one of your colleagues regarding an access request for one of our patients.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who I was speaking to at all? Have I given you the patient's details?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Can I take a name?
The patient's name?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's Gordon McArthur. And his date of birth is 2756.
Gordon McArthur. Yeah, I believe you spoke to my colleague Leah.
Leah, okay. Is she available?
She's just on another call at the moment.
Okay. Can you have a look to see what go over the email address that the access request was sent to?
Yeah, absolutely. So where was it you were calling from again? Sorry.
Scotland Medical Practice.
Scotland Medical Practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see originally
the 17th of June allegedly.
Yeah, that was a second one that was sent out. There was an original one sent out on the 7th of May.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just check how that was sent. Cause it might have been posted. Yeah, I believe the first one was posted on the 7th of May.
Okay.
And then we emailed on the 17th of June.
Go over the email address, please.
Yeah, just one second. So this would have been sent to ggc.gp40563clinical@nhs.scot.
Okay, so that's the correct email address you've got. Your colleague says that you can't send a further email because it'll delay the access request. We can't go forward with the access request because we do not have the postal request from the 7th of the 5th and we do not have the email from the 17th of the 6th.
You've not received either at all now.
No. And your colleague informs me that she can't send it again because that will delay. But I don't understand, like, it's going to be delayed because we do not have the request. So
no, yeah, that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
I will most
so
likely
you either send
get
it
that
to
sent
us by
back over.
Email, back in the email, and you can further call us to make sure we've received it. Or
yeah.
You can send it recorded delivery or something, but I can't move forward until I've...
Yeah, no problem. I will get that sent out again to that email address. That's definitely the right email address then, yeah.
So I'll say it to you when it's coming from this side. So it's GGC and it's .GP. It's 40563clinical@nhs.scot.
Yeah. All
yeah.
Right, no problem.
Okay.
I'll get that sent out in the next couple of minutes if you can just... email back with acknowledgement, obviously.
That's
right. Got a bit of time to sort it out, but yeah.
Right. I'm not sure, did you receive an email acknowledgement back from us originally?
I don't believe...
Because I certainly can't... The girl that deals with these things is not in at the moment, but I certainly can't trace it back in the email, the clinical box. I can't...
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing anything on the client's file for these sort of communications, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that. I'll do it right now. I'll get it sent out to you guys. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you now. Bye.